Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Shalom, Health and Wellness, Zap Away Stress Fast and Relax. Zap Away Stress Fast and Relax. Why are we so stressed out that we can't think or focus? We get so overwhelmed and anxious that we often make our own selves feel bad or even worse, get physically sick. Many people have become depressed because they didn't know how to get rid of stress. Stress can kill you unless you do something about it now. It's time we get rid of stress before it gets rid of us. Reference source for WebMD website, 10 relaxation techniques that zap away stress fast. Click on the play tab or link to listen to the live program or the recorded broadcast after the scheduled air time. Be sure to click follow tab on the Freshman of Blog Talk Radio program to be alerted for future programs. Elder Drexel Green Brown, Minister Juliana Nieto, and Apostle Loretta Williams is also on Facebook, Google Plus, and LinkedIn. Send your questions or comments to our website at www.blogtalkradio.com/freshman. And one of our speakers today about the first five relaxation techniques that was just fast, Elder Drexel Green Brown.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elder Drexel Green Brown. And in today's discussion, we're going to be talking about some techniques to zap away that stress fast so that we can relax. But first, we need to know what stress is. And stress is your body's way of responding to any kind of demand or threat. When you feel threatened, your nervous system responds by releasing a flood of stress hormones, including adrenaline and cortisol, which rouses the body into emergency action. And so some of the things I find that causes stress in our lives are our health, our finances, and our personal relationships. And I found as I was fishing this out before we talk about our techniques, in Isaiah 58, there are some covenant promises that God promises each one of us, such as health in verse 8. And verse 8 says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be rewarded. Thank you, Jesus. And then, on top of that, he gives us guidance and wisdom that we need to know the things to do to help our bodies to line back up, to de-stress ourselves. So in verse 11, it says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a water garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Isn't that comforting? He not only gives us guidance and wisdom, but he gives us provision and financial favor. And for those relationships that we often sometimes stress out about, it could be with our spouse or even with our children or our family members. And verse 12 says, and they that shall be of thee shall build up the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of past to dwell in. Oh, thank you, because these promises of God and blessings are yours if we are obedient and we do what God asks us to do in these passages. We need to feed ourselves daily upon the word, and we need to meditate on those things that bring us comfort, that bring us peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I just want to share with you just a quick story before I go into the first five techniques. Now, if you've ever read the story of Joseph in Genesis 37 through 50, you realize that he had every reason to be angry, bitter, and vindictive for the things that his brothers did to him. And those are some more of the emotions that cause us to be stressed out. But what does he do? He doesn't get enraged, and he doesn't get even. He helps Egypt, the land that enslaved and falsely imprisoned him. He survived famine. He fed his family when they came begging for food. And he forgave, which is some of the things that we need to do when we're feeling stressed out. And a lot of that has to do with unforgiveness that we harbor in our hearts. So he resolved the issues of the past, and he is freed from his anger and his negative emotions. So we need to learn how to manage our emotions. We all have emotional reactions in relationships, and the problem isn't the anger or disappointment unless we're controlled by these emotions. And any time the anger causes you to damage the things that God has given you, you need to change your situation. You need to change your mind. God has given us charge over our emotions when we come to him in prayer. And sometimes when we don't be obedient, our emotions become mismatched. And disappointment is not a sin is the mismanagement of that feeling that is the sin. So, you don't want to give territory to the devil when you fail to manage our emotions. You don't want to let him take it. And remember, the issue isn't who is right or wrong or who is stronger or who can yell the loudest, which we sometimes do. I find myself doing that sometimes too, and it doesn't help, not one little bit. The issue here we want healing, and we want to speak out of love to one another and to each other. And this is how we can work through the situation so that we can all win. Now, let's go and let's talk about these five techniques. There are 10 actually, but I'm going to be discussing the first five, okay? The first thing you need to do is relax, because you deserve it, and it's good for you, and it takes less time than you think. So you don't have to go running off to the spa. You don't have to go to the retreat. And each of these relieving techniques can get you from, oh, my God, to, oh, my, in less than 15 minutes. So the first one we're going to be talking about is meditate. A few minutes of practice per day can help ease anxiety. Research suggests that daily meditation may alter the brain's neural pathways, making you more resilient to stress, says psychologist Robbie Mahler, partner PhD, a Chicago health and wellness coach. It's simple. You sit up straight with both feet on the floor. Then I want you to close your eyes and focus your attention on reciting out loud or silently a positive mantra such as, I feel at peace, or I love myself. I want you to place one hand on your belly to sync the mantra with your breath. Let any distracting thoughts float by like cloud. Breathe deeply in and out. Take a 5-minute break and focus on your breathing. I want you to sit up straight. Close your eyes with your hand on your belly. Slowly inhale through your nose, feeling the breath start in your abdomen and work its way to the top of your head. Reserve the process as you exhale through your mouth. Deep breathing counters the effects of stress by slowing the heart rate and lowering blood pressure, says psychologist Judith Tootin, PhD. She is a certified life coach in Rome, Georgia. And that's what we need to do. We need to bring that blood pressure back down to a safe level as you breathe in and out. You want to meditate on good thoughts about you loving yourself, that you're at peace, because only God can give you the peace that this world cannot give you. And in that way, the word says to let not your heart be troubled, or even let it be afraid. And when you remember those things and you put your faith in God and you trust in what the word says, you can relax knowing that God has you in his hand. Our third technique is we need to be present. Slow down. Stop being in such a hurry all the time, like most of us are. We're in a hurry to get from point A to point B, and we don't take the time to slow down. So today I want you to take 5 minutes and focus on only one behavior with awareness. Notice how the air feels on your face when you're walking and how your feet feel hitting the ground. Enjoy the texture and the taste of each bite of food. Take the time to savor your food when you're eating. Take the time to taste the flavors and how they mix and they melt in your mouth. And when you spend time in the moment and you focus on your senses, you should feel less tense. And that's what we need to do. Sometimes, as the words, we've got to take the time out to smell the flowers. Take the time out to enjoy all the beauty that God has around you while you still have time to do so, while we're still here. We need to enjoy all that God has for us. If we'll just learn how to be at peace with one another, if we'll just stop letting those little distractions and darts that the enemy throws our way to get in us, those voices that he put in our ears to make us angry, to make us upset, that causes us heart attacks, high blood pressure, unnecessary things, if we'll learn how to take what we're feeling, place it upon God, and then let him have it, and then we do the relaxing. Amen? Our fourth technique, I want you to reach out. Your social network is one of your best tools for handling stress. Talk to others, preferably face-to-face or at least on the phone. Share what's going on. You can get a fresh perspective while keeping your connection strong. But don't spend so much time complaining about what somebody is doing to you as you do putting it in prayer. Because the time you spend it in complaining and fussing about things, you can be putting that energy into prayer and let God handle it. Let God do the fighting for you. That's something I have to learn. I got to stop trying to fight for myself, fight these battles. We don't have to do those things. God has told us many times that the battle is not yours. It is mine. So let us both learn how to turn over these anxieties, these stresses that we feel, over to God and let him do the fighting for us. And watch you see things begin to change. My fifth technique is to tune into your body. Mentally scan your body to get a sense of how stress affects it each day. Lie on your back or sit with your feet on the floor. Start at your toes and work your way up to your scalp. Notice how your body feels, and we need to get in tune with our bodies, because I know I get backaches, my feet be hurting, all kinds of headaches, everything, because I allow myself to become stressed out with the daily routine, and I haven't learned to say, here, God, you take it, and then come home and rest. That's another key thing, rest. When God tells you to lay down and rest, rest. Don't be so busy being busy. Learn how to put those things aside. Learn how to delegate. Amen? And our own minister, Juliana, she's going to come with the next five techniques. Amen?
Amen. Here's Minister Julian with the rest of the five relaxation techniques to zap away stress fast.
Amen. Number six. Thank you, Jesus, Minister Juliana. Good morning to everyone. Number six is decompress. You know, you place a warm heat wrap around your neck and shoulders for 10 minutes. Close your eyes and relax your face, neck, upper chest, and back muscles. Remove the wrap and use a tennis ball or foam roller to massage away tension. And I've known that to be good to do when you are trying to relax and get rid of stress. Praise God. Place the ball between your back and the wall. Lean into the ball and hold gentle pressure for up to 15 seconds. Then move the ball, hallelujah, to another spot and apply pressure, says Kathy Beginner, a nurse practitioner, an assistant professor at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center in Columbus. Number seven, laugh out loud. And oh, I've learned that to laugh out loud helps. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. A good belly laugh doesn't just lighten the load mentally. It lowers cortisol, your body's stress hormone, and the both brain chemicals called endorphins, if I'm pronouncing these words right, which help your mood lighten up by turning into your favorite sitcom and video, reading the comics, or chatting with someone who makes you smile. And I found that to be true. You know, you have a friend, a close friend that you can talk to and that will, you know, lift up your spirits also and laugh with you, tell you funny jokes, you know, and or just you just happen to do, they do something funny in front of you that'll make you just burst out laughing. Laughter is a good medicine. Thank you, Jesus. Number nine, get moving. You don't have to run in order to get a runner's high. All forms of exercise, including yoga and walking, can ease depression and anxiety by helping the brain release feel-good chemicals and by giving your body a chance to practice dealing with stress. You can go for a quick walk around the block, take the stairs up and down a few flights, or do some stretches, exercises like head rolls and shoulder shrugs. Also, you can, you know, you sit flat in a chair and hold your legs out, and you can spread them back and forth, or turn your toes, point them out and back, or in a circle, go to the right, and then you can go to the left. You can do the same with your arms, and that helps to relax and stress also. You know, doing circles, stretching out your arms to the sides and just doing circles, go like eight times one way and then eight times the other way. Praise God. And you can do the same with your neck, your shoulders, and you can do your whole leg, you know, or just go up and down, and it that helps too. That's what they do with the elderly people. I've seen it, I've heard, you know, was told that that's how they do with the elderly people in the homes, and, you know, to keep them mobile, to keep them moving, keep their circulation going also too, and it, you know, help them from being stressed. Glory be to God. So we got to keep moving, praise God, and that, as it says, it helps remove stress. Thank you, Jesus. Number 10, be grateful. Keep a gratitude journal or several, hallelujah, one by your bed, one in your purse, and one at work to help you remember all the things that are good in your life. Be grateful for your blessings. Cancels out negative thoughts. Yes, it does. If you think positive, think of all of the good things. Think of what God has done for you. Thinking of the joy of the Lord, the peace. Hallelujah. And, you know, just keep them positive thoughts. Will help. You know, help to keep you from worrying also. Says John Emmerling, a wellness coach in Greenville, North Carolina. Use these journals to savor good experiences like a child's smile, a sunshine-filled day, and good health. Don't forget to celebrate accomplishments like mastering a new task at work or a new hobby. And you can find these at http://www.webmd.com/balance/guide/BLL SSING dash out dash 10 dash relaxation dash techniques. Amen. The reduced stress and sports question mark page equal 3. And those are the last 5 of exercises and things to do to relax and remove stress. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Back into the hands of Brother Deontay.
I would like to leave with you this last and final thought. This is Elder Drexel Green Brown. From the third epistle of John, starting at the 2nd verse, and it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And I hope that you will remember all of the 10 techniques that Minister Juliana and myself have just discussed with you, and you'll learn to use some of these things to relax yourself. And another thing that you can do is nothing like getting in your bathroom, taking some nice scented candles, some bubble baths, close the door, put you on some wonderful worship music, and just drown the day away in God and just relax. Put a do not disturb sign on the bathroom door, and that is what I call some me time, when you just soak your cares away, and it's nothing like a hot, refreshing bath. And that smell of a good candle, like some lavender or some citrus, some kind of scent that you love, that will help relax and ease those senses away and just melt away the day, thanking God that you have made it through yet another day, that he has given you his favor and his peace. Amen. And I pray that you will use these techniques to help you. I know I sure am. In Jesus' name, amen.
So we thank you for listening to Shalom Health and Wellness, Zap Away and Relax. And we pray these techniques help you relax away your stress. So that you have a blessed day and enjoy the rest of your blessed day. Enjoy the Shalom Health and Wellness that God provides you. Amen.